Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this Evangelist Cecil Moe, and as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic. Gave my heart to Christ over 55 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. 1 year later, God called me to preach, and I've been doing that ever since. You know, people, I don't know if you know, and I know if you're not an alcoholic, you probably don't know this, but this is the hardest time of the year for alcoholics and drug addicts. You know, I've been saved 55 years, and it's still a hard time for me. You see, I had so many heartbreaks at Christmas when I was a little boy. And so I don't know, I always think about that. But I'm so glad that Jesus came on that day. And because he came on that day, I'm able to say I know in whom I believed. And I also know that my name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. If you can't say that tonight, won't you listen for a while? I want to share with you, okay? Here's our thought for the day. We fear man so much because we fear God too little. I've labeled this message tonight, No Fear This Year. Dear friends, we're starting in a new year soon. Each one of us have our own problems, our own health problems, old financial problems, whatever. But I want you to know, dear friends, if you're putting your trust in the Lord, God will see us through it. I don't care what the devil tells you. I know what God can do. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge, according to my Bible. But I read into you, if the first, third, Genesis, the third chapter, and the 10th verse. And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Listen, friends, fear will spoil the new year for many, and fear is common to all. The first evidence, of course, was the fall, and fear robs life of adventure and joy, bringing gloom instead of gladness. Note the first fear not in the Bible. It was given to Abram, the man of faith. Beloved, fear and faith are opposite. As faith increases, fear decreases. Sometimes, like Abram, we experience fear after a great victory. A promise was given to Abraham to overcome his fears. You know, I can't think of the fellow's name right now, but anyway, he was a songwriter, great songwriter. He wrote Easter Parade, he wrote White Christmas and all these, and he always was afraid that that was the best song that he would ever write. My, don't you remember that blind lady that used to write all the music in our hymnals? She was blind, but you know what? All the songs she wrote about that she could see. You know, the other day, we have a blind school down there by our post office, and these three teenagers were waiting for a bus. and some guy made the corner too fast, hit all three of them, killed one of them, and the other two they think will survive. But what a shame. Blind people have a insight that you and I don't have. I'll guarantee you. Look at these blind musicians. Oh, they play the piano. They play anything. They're good. But God gives them something special, I believe. Note the person making this promise. A promise is only as good as the person making it. Now, this promise is from the Lord. He is the one who makes heaven and earth. Psalm 121:2. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Beloved, I'm going to shoot a rabbit just for a minute. Would you let me? I have a dear preacher friend, Ken Jackson. He has diabetes. He has congenital heart disease. He had a kidney transplant. And he had pneumonia. And he's been in the hospital for now 2 weeks in intensive care. And he got out the other day. Oh, he got out to another room. And this lay friend of mine went down there to see him. And they were sitting in a chair. And they were doing a Bible study on the 23rd Psalm. This morning I received a call from my lay brother, and he says, Cease, guess what? What? He said, Ken is back in intensive care with a feeding tube down in his stomach. Oh, friends, I don't know how much more that dear brother can face. But he's suffering for the Lord, and he loves the Lord, and he's a soul winner, and he's a good preacher. I guess sometimes we have to go through a lot of things. But what Jesus went through for you and me, we can't even compare it. Well, he's the one who cannot lie. And I read in Titus 1:2, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. I was talking to another preacher friend of mine. His sister-in-law has cancer. She's an alcoholic, and she's dying. And she's an atheist. I don't want anybody to pray for me. Oh, if she only knew. If she only knew that God is sitting there with outstretched arms, ready to receive her. All she's got to do is say, God, I'm sorry for my sins. Oh, I remember that. And I bore you a lot by telling you how bad I felt when I was lost as an alcoholic. That morning, the preacher didn't play around with a bunch of theology. He told me, Cecil, God loves you. When I go to prison or the rescue mission, that's a message I take every service. God is love. Oh, he's a God of wrath, but he's a God of love. Well, friends, I don't know how you feel tonight. You say, well, Cecil, if God loves me so much, why am I going through all these problems? Well, did it ever occur to you that maybe he's drawing you to him? You say, how could that be? Well, I don't understand the love of God either. And I've been a Christian for 55 years. Here's the scripture. I use it all the time. For God so loved you and me that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. Well, He's the one who can do anything but fail. Now I read in Jeremiah 32:17, O Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power, and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. What is your problem tonight? Have you been diagnosed with, you're going to die with cancer? You don't have to buy that. God is able to heal cancer. He's able to cure any, there's no such a thing in his vocabulary as an uncurable disease. Not one word in there. Now, is he going to heal you? I cannot tell you that. That is between you and God. Now, I know these healers say, oh, if you don't get healed, you ain't got no faith. No, you don't have enough money to buy it. But we can stand securely on the promises of God. God promises we'll hold when trouble comes. And trouble comes in our lives almost every day, doesn't it? But let the promise of God drive your fear away. Listen, every problem we'll face this year is covered by the promise of God. May I have a little juice here? Thank you. I wouldn't be surprised you people start liking lemonade because it is so good for you. Hey, did you know my hair's coming in black? My hair was white at one time. Now my hair's coming back black, and I didn't have black hair. I was a kind of a silly blonde. Well, my barber told me it was because I had healthy hair. Yeah, I know, it grows pretty fast. We can enter the year with confidence in our unfailing God. God has never failed man. We have failed God many times. Oh, I wished that I could sit before you tonight and say, friends, I've been a Christian since April 15, 1955, and I've always done everything God has wanted me to do. I can't say that. No, I cannot say that. Why? Because I haven't. Well, note the protecting, accompanying promise. I am thy shield. Moses told Israel that had been saved by the Lord their shield. Deuteronomy 33:29. Happy thou art, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people, saved by the Lord, thy shield and thy help? And who is the sword of thy excellency? And thy enemy shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. Well, I tell you, friends, God has got a lot to do for you, and he's not done with you yet. Someone was telling me, and I've told you this before, that this woman kept praying that God would take her home. Well, I said, he's not going to take you home until you have done what you are supposed to do. God had a plan. God has a plan for your life today. You say, Cecil, I'm a nobody. Well, so am I. I'm not good looking, nor am I. I'm not tall, nor am I. I'm short. But that don't make any difference. He's asking you tonight, how available are you? You know, if you worry about other people or concerned about other people, you find yourself not being concerned about yourself. Well, our help and our shield. And it says here in Psalms 33:20, our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. The Lord God is a sun and a shield. Psalm 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those that walk uprightly. Some people think that you can go ahead and accept the Lord and go right back into the world and live like you used to. Well, that's not the born-again experience. The Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Old things become as new. Here I was, beloved, one night in a rage because of alcohol. Came home, and my wife told me she was leaving me. I left that house in a terrible condition. And then I came back at 5 a.m. in the morning, sober, saved, and changed. That's what God did for Cecil Moe. Does God love me more than you? Absolutely not. God is not a respecter of persons. Just remember that. You are important. Now you say, but Cecil, wait a minute, I got something to tell you. I don't know Jesus. I know about him, but I don't know him. Well, tonight you can know that. We're going to, after we finish the message, we're going to offer you an invitation to put your trust in the Lord. Then this will be the greatest coming year you've ever experienced. You'll be amazed what he will do in your life. You'll be so amazed. Did you know what happened to me? My wife watched me like a hawk. If I was 5 minutes late getting home, my wife would walk the floor. She was scared to death. He's drunk again. He's out drinking. I'd come home and I'd say, now, relax, honey. You don't have to worry about it. I got Jesus. Well, so she thought, because she didn't drink, cuss, and smoke, that's all the sins there were in the world, if she only knew the truth. But when she found out that she was a lost, hell-bound sinner, she did something about it. She asked Jesus to forgive her sin. I know another woman in the Dalles did the same thing. What is two shoes. But when the Holy Spirit of God convicted them that they were lost, then they repented and came to Jesus. And you ought to hear their testimonies. The Christian still finds light and shelter in the Lord his God. A sun for happy days and a shield for dangerous ones. Now, faith in God shields us from Satan's attack. Oh, yes, he does. Now, Solomon said God is a shield to those who trust him. We read in Proverbs 13:50, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of the transgressors is hard. Well, note the prospects of resulting from this promise. I am thy exceeding great reward. Abraham had refused the reward of the king of Sodom. Now listen, Abraham with 318 servants had rescued Lot and others from Shedrimer. Read chapter 14. He could have had great rewards for his rescue, but he turned them down. Could he now have been having second thoughts about this? The Lord would be a greater reward to him than anything he could have received. Do you see the Lord as your reward more valuable than all earthly gains? Excuse me, I got to have a little drink here. God meets us where we are, offering salvation. John 6:37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. God's promise of peace is to all who comes to Jesus. And I read also in Matthew 11:28, come unto me all ye labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Well, God's protection is given to those who belong to Him. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee, and be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. The Lord Himself is the reward of those who believe in Him. Now, here it says in Genesis 15:1, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and the exceeding great reward. Do you recall that during the message, I told you, if you don't know Jesus tonight, if you're lost, now here's how you find out. If I were to ask you right now, when you die, do you know where you're going to go? Well, you're going to give me an answer. You're going to say, I go to church, and I say my prayers, and I read my Bible. Now, those are good and commendable things. But when Nicodemus, the great leader of the Jews, a very religious man, he came to Jesus by night. We don't know why. Some say because he's afraid. But the thing is, Nicodemus kept hearing Christians testify of their born-again experience. Now, when a Jew got saved in those days, they threw him out of their house. They got rid of him because they were going to go to hell. Well, anyway, so you say you're religious and you pray. And again, I say that's a very commendable thing. But if you can't give me a clear answer, I know where I'm going when I die, then you are lost as a goose in the grass. It is written that you may know that you have passed from death unto life. No, I think so. Well, I hope so. This is written that you may know. K-N-O-W. Now, what don't you understand about that? Tonight, dear friends, I want to extend an invitation to you. I really do. And this is how it goes. If you have a tugging at your heart, and you know that you are lost, and you know that you'd like to go to heaven, I want you to bow your head to me and pray the most powerful prayer known unto man, and they call it the sinner's prayer. And here's how it goes. Kind Heavenly Father, in the very precious name of Jesus, I realize, Lord, tonight your Holy Spirit convicted me that I was lost and undone and on the road to a devil's hell. Lord, I don't want to go there. So with that in mind, Lord, I'm opening my heart right now, and I'm asking you to come in and be my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please get on the phone and call 303-471-8534. No, I won't use your name on the air. I won't embarrass you. I won't sit down and write and ask you for any money. Oh, friends, I don't care where you go to church. I'm only concerned where you will spend eternity. Now, you say, I don't understand all. Well, call me. And if you don't have the money for the call me collect. And I mean that, and I'll accept the charge. Now, if you're an alcoholic tonight and you're lost, I've got a movie called Against All Hope. I'll be glad to send it to you free. And you look and see what Jesus did for me. Well, I'm waiting for your call, 303-471-8534. Well, friends, for the past half hour, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe. Do I thank you so much for listening. Please pray for my wife and I's health. I got from that operation 3 months ago, I got infection again. But I'm taking antibiotics, and I hope that they clear that up. You say, well, Cecil, you know, because you're one of his servants. Listen, God doesn't love me one bit more than he loves you. See, I'm not in management. I'm in sales. And I say that jokingly, but I am in sales. I want everybody to know Jesus. Oh, he did so much for me, and he's done so much for me. Well, friends, until this time next Sunday night, please pray for Brother Ken Jackson. And also, I want you to stay sweet, keep looking up. For this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is coming soon. Good night, and God bless you, and have a very Merry Christmas.